This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
It's the last-ditch effort in this desperate campaign to smear me and my family. And the vast majority of the intelligence people have come out and said there's no basis at all.
You know, when I was a CIA director, I always preferred that people defer to the intelligence community about matters best known to them. I saw the Iraq Cliff statement.
The FBI has had possession of this. Their investigation does not center around Russian disinformation, and the intelligence community is playing no role with respect to that.
I have every reason to believe he's got it exactly right.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Mr. Chairman, I just want to thank you. This has been one of the best set of hearings that I've participated in. It leaves one with a lot of hopes.
Some progressive groups have spoken out, criticizing Senator Feinstein for her handling of the hearings.
Okay, I've had a long and serious talk with Senator Feinstein. That's all I'm going to say about it right now.
You got in trouble. You got in trouble.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
But yet they're trying to push through this nomination. I serve, as Allison told you, on the Judiciary Committee. I will say publicly I will oppose her confirmation.
Oh, big surprise.
Unchained and unstoppable.
This is the truck Neil Houck and his son were in Saturday in Kingsville when he says they honked their horn at a neighbor putting up a Black Lives Matter sign.
He reached down, he had a shotgun right there, pulled it up and pointed it right at, and we were in disbelief.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fired two blasts.
Next thing we heard was a shotgun blast.
Police located a 12-gauge shotgun shell and took 50-year-old Douglas Kuhn into custody.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. All sorts of hate being directed against conservatives and Trump supporters. We've been talking about the threatening letters that are going out around the country, apparently threatening to burn down your house if you're a Trump supporter. And this is the celebrating diversity crowd, the tolerance crowd. Here's a couple more stories I just found during the break. This is from the Daily Mail. Of course, you got to go to the Daily Mail in London to get your dose of non-PC U.S. news. Sophomore at University of Kansas is put on probation by her sorority for quote-unquote unbecoming behavior after she shared a Candace Owens post criticizing Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. She's on probation for criticizing Black Lives Matter. By the way, there was an unnamed NBA agent who was quoted. They asked people, what happened to the NBA this year? Why did the ratings crater? And why did everybody hate the NBA? And one of the agents said three words, Black Lives Matter. People just couldn't take it. They didn't like seeing those words on the court, and they didn't like seeing all the nonsense, basically, on the jerseys of all the players. Here's another one. Nodding woman, Myra Jolie, from the Trump town hall. That's the woman from Miami. Last week at the NBC town hall, she kept nodding her head and agreeing with the president. Well, she's a self-employed lawyer, so as she said, they can't cancel her. So they're going after her employees, and all these diversity-celebrating liberals are demanding that her employees quit, because how can they work for such a racist? Even though, of course, she's black and is an immigrant from the Dominican Republic, she must be a racist for liking Donald Trump. All right, time for the chump line.
I'd love to see Donald Trump bring his phone to the debate and just start tweeting every time they shut his mic off.
I just want him to stay on message, and the message is, after me, the deluge, as I think Louis XV said in France, and he was right. And Donald Trump would be right if he said that. After me, the deluge.
CNN. Candid. Nookie nookie.
I thought about making that the poll question. Will Jeffrey Toobin be back? I think he will be back. But there was an interesting column in the New York Post today by Keith Kelly, the media reporter. And he said he was shocked to learn that there's actually doubt whether Jeffrey Toobin will return either to CNN or to the Democratic Party organ known as the New Yorker magazine. I still think he's coming back. What do you think, Taylor?
Oh, yeah, he's coming back.
Yeah. This is a resume enhancer for a Democrat. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, reminding everyone that for the past 2 months, we've been tortured by nonstop political ads. If you've been shy about singing one of our Matthews carols, trust me, the radio audience will love you. Only a few days left. Go to MatthewsBrothers.com and sing.
Hunter Biden here for Pharmaceutical Cocaine. Wow, man.
Yeah, I think Hunter has a lot of experience. He told in the New Yorker magazine, one time he was just trying to buy some regular Coke because he was just an average white punk on dope, and he didn't know anything about crack cocaine, and it took him a while to get the hang of it. But once he did, he liked it a lot. Yep, that's right. He saw that barn owl coming after him. Bats came after Hunter Thompson when he was driving, hallucinating in the Nevada desert. It was a barn owl that came after his namesake, Hunter Biden, 40 years later. Both in rented cars, too, by the way. And it was nighttime. Yikes. I've never had a flock of bats or a barn owl come after me at night. But then I don't think I've ever driven on the Nevada desert.
Lovey, I can't believe that Tucker Taylor said that Jeffrey Toobin made an honest mistake. His judgment is obviously impaired, considering he likes Matlock and thinks Frank Sinatra is a good singer. It's no wonder they ran him out of Fall River.
Yeah. John Forbes Carey likes to hang out with James Taylor. Hey, good to know.
That's actually funny because the last time I interviewed John Kerry, he was in Fall River.
Was he?
Yeah, this was before he was Secretary of State, obviously.
Yeah, I'm surprised, though. One time we were after him and we were trying to find out when the last time he was in Hull, and we never got an answer to it because I don't think he's ever been to Hull. And you know what? Now that he's a kept man, a gigolo, I don't think he will ever get to beautiful downtown Hull, Massachusetts.
Yes, Alex. Can I get Stupid Things Taylor Says for $400?
I don't see how what I said yesterday was stupid. I don't see that. No. Old people and technology don't mix. That's been proven time and time again.
This is not a case of an old person messing with technology. This is a man who was pleasuring himself on a Zoom call.
He didn't know he was on the Zoom call. He thought he had silenced his camera, meaning he thought the mute button meant that the screen was off and nobody was going to see him. It's not stupid.
I don't care if he thought the mute button gave him an invisible cloak. He deserves every bit of criticism he's getting. And if Taylor really thinks this was an honest mistake, Howie, we have a bridge we can sell him. I don't care which one you pick.
I'm not saying it wasn't inappropriate. I'm saying it was an honest mistake that he did it.
There's another 99-1 poll question. Is Jeffrey Toobin a perv?
Yes, he is.
Well, now, wait.
You were saying he's an honest perv.
You don't pleasure yourself while there's a work Zoom call going.
Yeah, but you're saying he didn't think he was on it.
He didn't think he could be seen on it. He didn't mean to get caught. That's all I'm saying.
Keep digging. Keep digging, Taylor.
I'm sticking to my guns on this one.
Yo, Howie. Biden's going to make it into the House. Not the White House, but the big house.
I wish. I think he's more likely to go to the nut house.
Young girls on Hunter's hard drive. This kind of thing can lead to Arkansas. Hunter with young girls. Hard drugs and young girls.
That's kind of twisted, but it's pretty good. Good use of an old-time song. Was that Gary Puckett in the Union Gap, I think?
If anyone doubts Joe Biden's fitness for office, just remember he has the mind and body of a man twice his age.
Hey, he looks pretty healthy. He's not... He remembered what kind of milkshake he ordered at the ice cream store in Durham. What's the complaint about his mind?
Hey, Howie, if Biden wins, maybe you and I can get assigned to the same re-education camp.
Yeah, the Commission on Truth and Reconciliation, and apparently Robert Reich isn't the only one who's promoting this. They want to come after everybody. This is pretty... pretty disturbing times. We have to win this one. Every election now is do or die. Flight 93. Every election henceforward until the Democrats regain their senses, which means for the rest of our lifetimes, we're going to have to worry.
Howard, Millwell calling. I too would like to be in the Biden cabinet. The liquor cabinet.
Yeah, why don't they throw Bill Weld in there, too? As long as they're just rounding up these names of traitorous, not traitorous, but backstabbing Republicans like Kasich and Whitman and Charlie Parker. By the way, 5 deaths yesterday in Massachusetts, all 5 of them in the nursing home. He hit for the cycle, 5 for 5, all in his nursing homes, his death houses. In the homes where the operators gave him $52,000+.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night. Well, between the hours of 1 and 5 p.m. every weekday. Not every hour of the day or night. 1 and 5 p.m. weekdays in Eastern Daylight Time. And call 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday, or we might play it in Chop Chumps. That's our encore of chump line messages. We post it every evening around 7 o'clock, and you can get Chop Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, reminding everyone that for the past 2 months, we've been tortured by nonstop political ads. If you've been shy about singing one of our Matthews carols, trust me, the radio audience will love you. Only a few days left. Go to MatthewsBrothers.com and sing.
If anyone doubts Joe Biden's fitness for office, just remember, he has the mind and body of a man twice his age.
Do you think he remembers any of these Matlock episodes he's watching around the clock until he falls asleep around 5:30 or so every afternoon after he enjoys the early bird special? Hey, there it is. It's the Matlock theme, which I never knew until this afternoon, because I never watched that show. Never a big Andy Griffith fan. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here, chumps. More Howie Carr after this.
No matter what goes on in the world, there are 2 things we can count on: new music and new podcasts. And you know the best way to listen? Using a pair of premium wireless earbuds, especially if you can get them at less than half the price of the other guys. That's why I recommend wireless earbuds from Raycon. Raycon's newest model, the Everyday E25 earbuds, are their best ones yet, with 6 hours of playtime and seamless Bluetooth pairing. You get more bass than in previous models and a noise-isolating fit that really allows you to focus on what you're listening to. listening to. Raycon's E25s also have a more compact design than ever, so they're both stylish and discreet. No wires or stems hanging out of your ears, ever. Raycon was founded by Ray J and counts celebrities like Snoop Dogg and J.R. Smith among its fans. And they offer a 45-day return policy, so go ahead and give them a try. You'll probably be a fan, too. For a limited time, get 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie.
This is Deb in Danielson, Connecticut.
This is Greg in Boston, Mass.
This is Elizabeth in Wakefield, Massachusetts, and this is the Howie Ka Show.
Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company that I trust. Give them a call to get a free, no-obligation investment guide about protecting your future with an enduring investment in gold and silver. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain, including peace of mind, by calling now. Call them today at 800-912-2300. And with Orion, you'll get more metal for your money. Call 800-912-2300. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who will bring up the Hunter Biden story at the debate first, Kristen Welker or Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
97% say Donald Trump.
All right.
And by the way, I thought everybody would like to know, I found my favorite Matlock episode on YouTube, and I'm going to be watching it when I get home from work.
That's very exciting.
Maybe
news.
I'll send a link to Joe Biden, and we can have a party. A Zoom call, maybe.
Is it your turn to buy a round of tapioca pudding, or is it his?
I believe it's his.
Even Joe Biden will be like, can't we watch something a little bit fresher, Taylor? This is a little old for me.
Look, Joe, okay. It's Biden, it's Matlock or Columbo, your choice tonight.
Don Limon, the CNN anchor, he looked last night like he had actually swallowed a limon when he was talking to Charlemagne the God, the urban morning host, who's pretty good and pretty funny guy. And he's the one who nailed the fake Indian on being a fake Indian, among many other things he's done. So Charlemagne the God was talking to Don Limon on CNN about the fact that that President Trump is polling surprisingly well with the black population, especially young black males. And you should see Limon's face when Charlemagne the God is saying this. Audio doesn't do it justice, but it'll have to suffice. Cut 11.
Well, I think, you know, to even answer your question more deeply, I think, you know, when it comes to those black people you see who may be, you know, showing support for Trump, I just think, you know, it's because Trump is actually talking to young black male voters. He's directing ads towards them. They are a group that, you know, never get courted. I mean, black people don't get courted either as a whole, but that old Democratic regime, it speaks to old black men, and they think everyone else in the black community, the black family, is just supposed to fall in line. They know black women are going to show up regardless, and, you know, they, like I said, they speak to older black men, and they think the rest of us all speak the same language. So Trump is targeting young black males, and promo and marketing, it works.
That was not what Don Limon wanted to hear. Now, this is CBS's Anthony Mason, and he was asking women in Pennsylvania about the Hunter Biden scandal, and he, too, looked like he had swallowed a lemon as he got the responses. Cut 14.
The president has been making an issue of the behavior of Joe Biden's son, Hunter. Hmm. Is that resonating with anyone? Michelle?
Absolutely. I'm concerned that if Biden got into office, that, you know, if something happened with his son or things start coming out, then he's going to defend his son. He's not going to be defending the country. I wouldn't.
Cynthia?
Hunter Biden's always been an issue for me, quite honestly. His behavior is very questionable. Having said that, I'm as concerned about Hunter Biden as I am about the Trump children.
Oh, stop it. Cynthia, wake up. You can't fake good kids. That's Mike Pence's expression. I'd never heard it before 4 years ago, but it's true. Joe Biden, meanwhile, this is the, you have to check every day to see what his position is on mandatory masks for the United States. Here's today's position. Oh, nope, we don't have time. We'll have it when we come back. We'll keep you on pins and needles waiting to, is he for them or against them today? 844-500-4242. We'll take some calls when we come back. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. We'll take some calls in this segment. I told you that we'd give you Biden's latest position on mask mandates. If you don't like this position, wait 5 minutes, as Mark Twain used to say, of the New England weather. Same thing with the mask mandates. Cut 18.
So let's institute a mask mandate nationwide, starting immediately.
You can't mandate a mask.
There should be a national mandate to wear a mask.
There's a constitutional issue whether the federal government could issue such a mandate. I don't think constitutionally they could.
Mandate the mask. Say this is what you have to do when you're out.
You can't mandate that.
Oh, you can constitutionally mandate. We know he doesn't drink. It must be his dentures slipping. Constitutionally. All right. Remember Keith Olbermann? That nut. He used to work at Channel 5 here. And he also had various jobs on stupid cable news stations, ESPN. ESPN is increasingly difficult to tell the difference between that and MSNBC. I guess the difference is ESPN is losing subscribers faster than MSNBC is. So this is Keith Olbermann. He's now on his own, I think, because he just wanted to be totally unhinged. He didn't want to have any kind of editing process on him. So this is what he had to say about the panic of 2020 and how he blames Trump. Big surprise, right? Cut five.
We are all tired, but mostly I'm tired of the needless sickness and the needless death and the needless terror, because this mentally incompetent, inhuman, dumb bastard has lied about this disease in 1,000 different ways, a different way for each different political need he has sensed. And I'm tired of the thought that we are now going to repeat the months of March and April in this country, a country that should have learned something, but which in large part has been authorized to wallow and die in its own stupidity because of one man, one dumb bastard, one selfish son of a bitch, one real-life Major French attacking the only hope we have, the science, and insisting science is wrong and Fauci is an idiot and only I can save you, and insisting you can do whatever you want and the disease affects almost nobody. Donald Trump should be on trial for 220,000 murders. Death penalty for each count.
Wow. He's really unhinged. He's farther gone than AOC. He's further gone than just about anybody I've heard. But that, you know, they're talking, I guess they've shut down the Boston schools again. That was to be expected, I suppose. No more in-class learning. There was already a mixed bag, but now they're shutting down everything because of the supposed spiking and surging. But nobody's dying. Very few people are dying, and they're all dying in Charlie Parker's nursing homes. But pay no attention to the statistics. Just listen to the panic porn from people like Keith Olbermann, wherever the hell he is. Here, this is from the Wall Street Journal, though. In the school shutdown, in-person classes turn out not to cause spikes in cases or fatalities, but keeping kids home has a high cost. Boy, that's true. People 19 and younger account for only 1.2% of COVID-19 hospitalizations in the U.S. during the peak of the pandemic. Of all COVID deaths up to October 10th, only 74 were children under the age of 15, one in Massachusetts, one. During the 2019-20 flu season last year, the CDC estimates that 434 children under the age of 18 died from the flu. 434 died of the flu, and 74 died from COVID-19. Yet we didn't shut down schools over the flu. How does Keith Olbermann explained the science of that? As one study from the University of Chicago details, roughly 50 million Americans are dealing with child care issues now, and the lack of in-person schooling exacerbates that. The school shutdown also increases inequality between the sexes as women drop out of the workforce at shocking levels, because somebody's got to stay home with the kids, right? In September, there were 865,000 fewer women over 19 in the workforce than in August. So, in other words, when schools open, the women had to quit their jobs. By contrast, only 216,000 men over the age of 19 left the workforce in that same period. Pay no attention to that science, though, Keith. Just work it on out with your Trump derangement syndrome. 844-500-4242. Hollis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Hollis.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
How are you? I was
Good.
Thinking last night with a group of nurses, and we thought that maybe Biden's been using a hyperbaric chamber or a hyperbaric hood to get the oxygen into his brain for the last 4 days before his debate. And you can look it up online. Amaran Hood Hyperbaric Chamber is a portable unit. Looks like
is that like a, is that, helmet. So that's just like an, is that an oxygen tent, basically? Oh, no, is that an updated phrase
right.
for an oxygen tent? Yeah.
Sure. Well, it's higher grade than that. So if you were scuba diving and got the bends, you would go into a chamber mm-hmm. to get the oxygen levels back to normal. So maybe that's what he's doing.
Yeah, but I mean, would it help you? Would it help you to be in one of those chambers 4 days before the debate starts? I mean, wouldn't you just want to get a real heavy dose, like 2, 3, 4, 5 hours before the debate?
No, I think he needs it for the 4 days, not longer.
About 4 months. That might be even better. Thanks for the call, Hollis. 844-500-4242. It is going to be interesting to see him have to answer in 2 minutes. And he's going to have to just go through and not get any interruptions from the president. That might actually benefit the president, as he's been saying in some of his interviews. And I guess Kristen Welker, she won't be able to interrupt either, right? Well, I guess she'll be allowed to because, you know, she's got to help out Uncle Joe. It, 2-on-1 is Democrat fun in these debates. Jeff, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, Howie. I really hate to say this, but we might as well just join them. You know, you can't beat them, join them. I've been listening to you guys, you know, Rush, Carlson, Hannity, you, for the last, you know, God knows how long. And for the last 2 years, all we hear is, we got them now, we got them now. Hillary Clinton's emails, the FBI. Someone must be holding Barr's grandchildren hostage, saying if you say anything, they're gone. Because nothing ever happens. The next time I hear a Democrat say, no one's above the law, I swear I'm going to shoot myself.
I know. That. Well, that's the reason why there's got to be some justice somewhere down the road, because how can you have any respect for the criminal justice system? I've been saying for years, you know, the only justice in the halls of justice, the only justice is in the halls. And it's truer now than it ever has been. I mean, they just get passes. I mean, Hillary Clinton got a total pass. There's this one minor scapegoat in the whole Obamagate, Russiagate scandal, this creepy little lawyer in the Justice Department. Is anyone else going to be brought to justice? I don't know if you saw this, Peter Strzok. I mean, he's the disgraced FBI agent, fired, a complete crook, complete crooked agent. He just got a job as an adjunct professor. That's not a big job. But it gives him some kind of prestige at Georgetown University. Georgetown University, where I believe Hunter Biden went to undergraduate college, and that's where Bill Clinton went to undergraduate college. So it's a prestigious university, and he's going to teach counterintelligence. Shouldn't he? I think it would be more appropriate for him to be teaching dirty tricks. Thanks for the call, Jeff. Jay, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jay.
Hey, Howie, how you doing? I just,
good.
I'm starting to see a pattern here. Every time something comes out on the Bidens, the next thing you hear is there's all these spikes in coronavirus, and we got to shut everything down. And,
have you noticed that, huh?
And well, Biden is, I mean, this virus is the key for him, and he's trying to ride it all the way to the finish line. This is all he has is the virus. I mean, you look at the topics on the on this debate. It was supposed to be about foreign policy. Now it's about race relations and the virus. Oh, what a coincidence.
Right. It is. I know. And she, you know damn well she's going to ask him about white supremacy, too. Trump, I mean. She's going to ask him to denounce white supremacy. I mean, this was a setup job. This is a bait and switch, isn't it? I mean, this presidential debate commission said this is going to be about foreign policy, and then they changed it. And they put a mute button on. And according to Jason Miller in the Trump campaign, they're saying that Hunter Biden can't even have his name mentioned. I don't know if that's true or not, or if it's just a bargaining tool of all the Democrats. It's the president of the United States versus the whole world here. Everybody's out to get him. You know, there's nobody helping him out. And where are the rest of these bombshells from the laptop? You know, supposedly the Wall Street Journal was working or is working on a big huge story, but I haven't seen anything. It's not out yet, and it needs to be out tomorrow so that it can be debate material. If it's really a bombshell, I'm afraid it's going to turn out to be a bombshell like all those phony Russian stories that the New York Times and the Washington Post gave themselves the Pulitzer Prize for. 844-500-4242. The World War II coin and stamp collection sold out right away in last week's Cheap Bastard deal, but you can still save with code word Howie. I'm holding it up right now. It's a framed copy of some it's a framed presentation of stamps and some great coins. I love the coins especially. Included in these in this beautifully framed piece is a 1943 steel penny. These are very rare. It's only the 1 year that the mint ever made steel pennies. They needed the copper for the war effort in 1943. There's a 1945 nickel that's made mostly out of silver rather than nickel because in 1945 the Allies needed nickel for the war effort. There's also a mercury dime, which hasn't been minted since 1945 when FDR died, and they put FDR's face on the dime rather than Mercury, the ancient god from Greek and Roman mythology. If you love history the way I do, then you're going to love this World War II coin and stamp collection. It'll bring back a lot of memories if you're older. It's also the perfect Christmas gift for a loved one or grandchild that you're trying to get interested in history or collecting stamps or coins. It'll also bring back memories of family members who fought in the Greatest Generation's War like all of our relatives did. Eden Pure is giving you $20 off their World War II collection. I'm holding it in my hand right now if you're on social media. It's a great thing. It's a nice frame, too. The more you buy, the more you save. Go to EdenPure.com and click on the Howie Carr banner. You can't miss it. And don't forget code word Howie. Supplies are limited. This is a good deal, a good Christmas present. EdenPure.com, code word Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the guru of graft. It's Howie Carr.
This is Paul in North Andover, Mass.
This is Luana in Lexington, Massachusetts.
This is Lauren in Augusta, Maine, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
207 says, how do we know that the moderator hasn't already given Sleepy Joe the questions in advance? I think we assume it, don't we? Yeah, I think that's the way it's going to be. 844-500-4242. So I'm here. I'm here.
All right,
you don't
folks,
hear me?
We lost Howie for a second. We'll get him back in just a few moments. 844-500-4242. Let's check in. Howie, you here?
I'm here. You hear me now?
All right, we'll get Howie back. We'll take a few calls in the meantime. Brett, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go right ahead, Brett.
Yeah, my name's Brett Gaskell. I'm actually a rep. I'm running for a state rep in Essex Junction, Vermont, and one of the interesting things, even that the state speaker has been alluding to racism on the right, but yet we have several individuals of color that are running for office here in Vermont as Republicans this year. And one of them just recently posted about racist. Can you hear me? Hey, Howie.
Am I back, Taylor? I guess I'm back. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Brad.
Yeah, so anyway, he was posting he's running for Senate here in Chittenden County, and he's been getting all sorts of hate mail and possibly even death threats, I've heard, for the audacity of leaving the plantation. He didn't say that. That's my wording. But the audacity of running as a Republican. This is from the tolerant left.
They don't like people to leave the reservation, Brett. You've seen that before. I mean, look at Candace Owens. I just told you about at the University of Kansas, a co-ed and a sorority retweeted something from Candace Owens about Black Lives Matter. And now this co-ed, I guess she's a white girl from Kansas, is on probation. You know, they hate Candace Owens. They hate Clarence Thomas. They hate Tim Scott from South Carolina. The thought of John James, in Michigan being elected to the Senate over their white man, Gary Peters, that just bugs the hell out of Chuck Schumer. 844-500-4242. Thanks for the call, Brett. Are we back? Am I back? I'm back. Good. Sorry about that. I don't know what happened. I apologize. Incidentally, you know, Twitter has tried to crush the New York Post by ending their feed since they had the audacity. Speaking of, you know, it's not just black people that get shunned in polite society for going off the Democrat reservations. It's Republicans too, like the New York Post, which is owned by Rupert Murdoch. So their Twitter feed has been halted for 6 days. But it hasn't worked, according to Axios. Between October 12th and 19th, the Hunter Biden story received, this again according to Axios, a left-wing website, received 4.7 million interactions on social media. The story received 1.9 million more engagements than the second most interacted with story of the week, which concerned the social media censorship of the revelation. So in other words, it's the dominant story, political story on social media right now, even though they've tried to suppress it. It's funny how this always seems to work out that way. The more you try to suppress something, the more you try to censor something, the more you try to silence somebody, the more they're heard. That's a lesson of dictatorships that they haven't apparently learned or they've forgotten in Silicon Valley. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Thanks, Howard. Just a couple of things about Keith Olbermann saying that Trump is dumb. Well, if Trump is dumb, then what's that say about Hillary? Because he did beat her in the Democratic Party. Trump is dumb, then what does that make Joe Biden with his kid leaving the laptop full of goodies? If Trump is a racist, then what does that make Joe Biden, since he's been calling for government funding of the organization that was founded by the racist Margaret Sanger, who went historically to Ku Klux Klan meetings and called black people weeds that never should have been born. So if Trump is done, what does that make Biden, Olbermann, and his kid, and the Democrats?
And you know, you raise some good points, John. And also, if the Democrats are so far ahead, why does Keith Olbermann sound so hysterical and deranged, you know? He's obviously scared out of his mind that Trump is going to get a second term. He's a pathetic creature, though. I mean, that's not a good look to be that out of control. You know, you don't want somebody like that in your living room. You know, that's the Marshall McLuhan, the old philosopher of the media, used to say. You know, radio, which I'm on now. It's a hot medium. You can be kind of nastier on the radio or in print. You can be nastier. But when you're on TV, you're in somebody's living room. They're looking at your face. They don't want to see a nut in front of them. And that's why Mort Downey Jr., Joe Pine, the hot guys on TV never lasted long, did they? Of course, Keith has jumped from place to place, but he's never lasted long in any one place. And I don't think he'll last long wherever he is now. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.